News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777.
Talk to, hello, testing 1-2, give it a shot, Melissa.
Pardon, testing 1-2-3, oh yeah, I can hear myself.
On Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, I'm here. Are you here?
I'm here.
Hey, that's two of us.
There's two of us. That's a good thing. It helps to make a 2-0 show.
Well, here we are doing our thing on the El Paso History Radio Show, as we do every Saturday morning. For umpteen years we've been doing this, and it's the show where we say Texas history begins in El Paso. So, hey, you know, what do you think about that? So what else is going on with you?
Well, to say we have so much history, you can never end this radio show, I'll tell you that.
We'll talk a little bit about Bernie in history last night on ABC 7. That was really cool. And they ran it again this morning.
Yes, I saw it this morning.
I did
I was getting
it
ready.
There, so.
That's really cool. Oh, so like you said, I wanted to get into is where, you know, we're always talking about history here in El Paso locally, but you can go online and listen to the show anywhere in the country by going to KTSM 690 AM or 690.com, or you can also go to iHeartRadio.
KTSM Radio.
Radios.com. That's
and
what it is.
And they'll get you wherever you're going. Anyway.
I have my script all messed up here. But you can also do it on iHeartRadio app.
Oh, I said a trivia. I got an idea for you. Andrew, can we give out prizes today? Do you have the sheets in there?
Yeah, they have to get it by mail, though.
Okay, no, we got that figured out. I talked to Mike Rivera. Check this out, Melissa. Instead of people doing trivia with the things that we make up by the time we get there, they may not be relevant to the conversation. Uh-huh. Why don't we give a prize out to the best caller? If they call up with a good...
That's rather subjective, isn't it?
It's what we do here. Everything on the air that we do is subjective. So if the call,
so do we have the audience vote on the best caller?
No, you and I do. We do.
Okay.
And if we get a couple of good callers, we'll have to make a decision. If we just get one call, we'll give it to them.
Okay.
But how about that for a thing? So, Andrew, if when they come in, we may have to ask you to take their phone number. We'll ring them back and give them a prize if we like them.
Well, also, though, they can get another prize without even having to call in, though we'd like to hear from you, is they can go to Mission Del Rey and they can get that $20 radio show giveaway every week. They have five listeners get a coupon for shopping online with missiondelrey.com, and you have a $20 coupon waiting for you if you use the term history in your checkout cart. So when you get up there, just put in the coupon code history, and you can get that use that $20 coupon. Now, you do have to buy a $20 minimum purchase, but still you're going to get $40 worth of stuff for $20. It's a great event, and it has shipping required, you can get it shipped, but you just changed some things on me beforehand. So you can go in and pick it up by appointment. Just don't ship yourself, but you can shop now.
Oh, whatever. You can do good stuff out there. What they've got now is they want to show you the new showroom. You have to call them up and say, hey, I'm coming out. I want to see your new showroom. They will let you in there, wear the mask and all that stuff. But they have a brand new showroom doubling their size.
You have to get out there.
Oh, that's going to be fun. I want to do that. But also, history moment, and don't give away everything, but you got the V2 on your mind.
Yes, I do. It's a rocket from White Sands that goes haywire.
We'll talk about
I'll just talk about how that later.
Well, that'll fit into our conversation today. Also, going to Pepe's, Amigos, take out orders.
Yes, Pepe's.
Encouraging that. They're cutting back on the number of people sitting there. I think I'm going to go to Pepe's today, I've decided.
Yes.
But the thing about the dining rooms are open. Amigos is open. I'm going to tell you a couple interesting things about that. They're down there on Montana 2000. And Pepe's is in-room dining, I just stole your line.
Yes, yes.
But we'll give out the phone numbers in a bit here.
Yes.
Okay, are you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
Radio show today
Chris?
Chris Orwall is on the phone, and we're going to just say, hey, Chris, how's life in the fast lane in Alamogordo?
Actually, pretty good up here. How are you doing down there in El Paso?
How's the 16,000 children that you have?
God, don't do that to him. His wife could be listening.
Less than that, you know, about 15,991 less than that.
See, I was close,
you got lots of kids. I'm going to ask you to not be on a speakerphone if you are. You kind of sound like you are. But when we talk about things in the space world of Alamogordo, you are the division director of the New Mexico Space Museum in Alamogordo. I got that right, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of things going on in space, and we're going to talk about this for a couple hours. We've got some clips I want to play, and we've also got some history to talk about here, all the way back to Goddard, all the way up to current. So let's take a moment here and take a look at the first one we have, the Falcon 9 launch.
Falcon 9 is in startup. Dragon is in countdown. FTS is armed for launch.
Under a minute now, the FTS, the flight termination system, has been armed.
Dragon, SpaceX, go for launch.
SpaceX, Dragon, we're go for launch. Let's light this candle.
Stage 1 tanks pressing for flight.
T-minus 15 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
America has launched. One Alpha. So rises a new era of American space.
A miracle.
And with it, the ambitions of a new generation continuing to dream. 20 seconds into flight, stage 1 propulsion is nominal.
Oh, I love to hear that sound. Chris,
yes.
How did that treat your brain when you saw that thing go off?
Yeah, and I was watching everything live, both the launches that had to be postponed and the final launch that did go off. So, but yeah, I was smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, yeah.
As you can imagine, you know,
sure.
I've been fortunate enough to be at some launches down there in Florida from that exact same location where they launched Bob and Doug from, and just because of conditions that we're in under these days, wasn't able to be down for this one. But watching it live on TV, and it always amazes me, and this is something that SpaceX and Boeing's doing stuff like this, but SpaceX really is leading the way on engaging everybody. Just the average person who may not be a space geek like some of us, like me included, you know, in watching these things go on, and you're able to see so much of, you know, I mean, my parents, you know, and my wife's parents, who actually worked, you know, her dad worked on the program. I can't imagine what it would have been like for him to have been sitting there on a phone, watching a rocket flying in space, and then watching that same thing separate into stages and the first stage come back and land on Earth.
Oh, that was great landing, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, describe it for people. Yeah. What we have here is the first time two U.S. astronauts have been put on the International Space Station by a U.S. Vehicle, shall we say, a rocket. I mean, that's the news.
Yes.
That's the big news, right?
Since the shuttle stopped flying, obviously, in 2011, you know, we put a lot of folks up on the space station during the era of the shuttle that we're launching here from the U.S. But because NASA had to stop the shuttle program to free up funding for, you know, unmanned space exploration, manned space exploration, new rocket development, et cetera, and so NASA has now done a pretty good job of combining up, rather than necessarily them being the one overseeing everything, you know, farming out more responsibility to the commercial spaceflight industry. And this was the first, you know, time that we were able, you know, since 2011, so 9 years, to launch U.S. astronauts on a U.S. rocket from U.S. soil. And it won't be the last time, because we're going to be having a lot more launches, you know, over the years here, going in the future.
And the interesting thing about this this machine they launched is that the booster lands back down. That's almost as much fun to watch as anything. They precisely put it on a dime on a barge in an ocean. It's great.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, there's two ways that it can come back and land, depending on the flight profile. It can either come back and land almost immediately adjacent to the pads where it launched from, or it can land on the barge out at sea, you know, which is funny. You know, I mean, they named the barge Honey, I Still Love You. You know,
I love that. That was so great.
Failures in the past. You know, SpaceX is a very funny company, you know, as well. They've got a good sense of humor. But in any case, you know, especially not too long ago, they launched what was called a Falcon Heavy. Falcon is the rocket, mm-hmm. And a Falcon Heavy is just not only the single first stage, but it's got two additional, essentially, first stages, each with 9 engines on them, so it's got 27 engines all total.
Wow.
And they brought back all three first stages, the main first stage and then the two boosters. The two boosters landed back on land simultaneously next to each other. It was like watching something out of a 1950s sci-fi movie. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it worked.
Well, when I saw years ago when they did the testing out at White Sands and they showed it on the news, I was like, oh, my God, that is it, because the cost will go down considerably for space travel. But yeah. Also just the fascination of being able to do that. Like you said, like in a sci-fi movie, we can finally land. And it's just fascinating.
And wasn't it true that they have launched one of these boosters at least like 60 times or something?
Not 60, but yes, a number of times. In fact, the booster that, you know, I mean, the boosters that they're now using for, you know, they just in the last couple of weeks launched, you know, we're launching Starlink satellites, you know, a couple of those, boosters have been used 5-6 times, you know, so it's, you know, they're going to learn what the limits are.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
But they do the inspections after, you know, it's no different if you think about it. We are in the days now of the space program that you think about of the aviation program back in the early part of the last century.
Yes.
You know, where planes had flown and it was kind of a quirky sort of thing, you know, and it was, you know, for a very elite group. Well, now it's going to be being brought down to the masses by things like what's being done now by SpaceX, where they can reduce the cost of launch by reusing, you know, this. Now they've got to inspect it. They've got to make sure it's good to go again. But they're figuring that out and, you know, blazing a trail on that one. But the historic part that's neat, that's once again always, what's the connection to this area of the United States?
Oh, it's big, yeah.
And, you know, the DCX, the Delta Clipper Experimental Program that was done out there at White Sands Missile Range, was essentially the precursor to what you're seeing SpaceX doing now. And a lot of the people who worked on that program are now working and have been in the development of what you're seeing SpaceX doing now.
It's like an airport, like you said, but this is like, okay, American Airlines is up to the dock now. Next one will be Continental, not in the old days anyway. But there'll be another airline coming up. And that's kind of what NASA's doing, right?
And actually, these commercial spaceflight companies, you know, eventually they're going to get this figured out where spaceflight is going to be relatively affordable. It's never going to be dirt cheap, you know. So, I mean, it's just think about the amount of materials necessary to get off the Earth, you know, is quite significant. But it will become to that point where it will be available to larger and larger groups. You know, these initial first tourist flights that are going to be happening, you're going to have quite a bit of money, you know, to make those flights.
Melissa's
Chris,
going.
I'm going to go.
Melissa's
unfortunately,
ready.
Yes. No, unfortunately, I could not survive in that small of space. But, you know, I want to ask you, you're talking about tourism in space. Isn't there a flight going up next year, I believe, with some people? Or it's tentatively? Through SpaceX?
It's a little tough to hear you there. I missed the last part of your
question. Okay, on SpaceX, aren't they taking tourists up year?
Yeah, so what you've got going on, and this is one of those areas where we are going to see such rapid development in the next, you know, 24 months, and firsts, a whole bunch of firsts. Because you have so many different tourist-based things that are going to happen, you know, Virgin Galactic is going to start flying people out at, you know, not too far away there in Van Horn. The folks at Blue Origin are going to start flying tourists on suborbital flights. And then you've got now with both SpaceX and Boeing. Boeing hasn't flown astronauts to the space station yet, but that will either occur at the end of this year or beginning of next year. And that's got a neat New Mexico connection as well, but, you know, that we can go into a little later. But yes, SpaceX, that spacecraft that took Bob and Doug up to the space station, which was equipped with four seats. Bob and Doug took the two middle seats, but there was also two seats outboard of them that you could see. It also has space for three more seats below that. So they can take seven people.
Yeah.
And on the flights that are not directly, you know, NASA-funded, you know, kind of thing, they're going to be able to take additional people, i.e. tourists, essentially paying passengers, who are going to have to go through a bunch of training, et cetera, so up into space and up to the space station as well. So and NASA's agreed to that. So it's just part of what, you know, the commercialization and the privatization and the opening of space to more than just government entities.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, I keep watching that in fascination. Like I said, I was looking at the capsule, and the size of that capsule, like you said, will be able to sit seven people. But you think about the early days of the capsules. You look at those guys, and they were crammed in, literally just, you know, packed in there with all the equipment,
yeah.
You know?
I loved the Mercury capsule, which obviously was our first, the United States' mm-hmm. first human spaceflight program, and you had seven astronauts for that. Wally Schirra, who's a hilarious guy, I absolutely loved him. In any case, though, he described it as that you didn't climb into the capsule, you strapped it on. It was that tight and crowded.
It's like a motorcycle.
Well, if you've ever looked at it or been up close to it, it's just like I have panic attacks just looking at it. It's like I couldn't be in there.
Yep.
Well, so they can take up to seven people on one of the next ones, and a bunch of those could be tourists if they wanted.
Yeah, some of those. Yeah, some portion of those. You know, so obviously you're going to have crew on board. You're obviously, whatever you're flying for is going to be, you know, there's going to be some mission that's going on. But if you have extra space and you have extra weight allowance, et cetera, they will be able to, you know, utilize that for passenger flights, you know.
Chris, I got to tell you, this is a lot of fun to talk about. And we got more to talk about on that particular stuff because, I mean, we need to mention the fact that Elon Musk shot up a Tesla in the air.
Oh, yes, the car, flying car.
But we got to take a break in the meantime. And I tell you what, Chris Orwell is the guy who's our guest here today. And you're coming to us live from Alamogordo, I guess. You're still in Alamogordo, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I sure am.
You didn't go anywhere. But you are the director in New Mexico. It's a state museum division director.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Division director of the New Mexico Space Museum in Alamogordo, NM, which stands for New Mexico. I knew that.
And it's a Smithsonian affiliate, too.
So it gives them even more importance.
Well,
we will talk about the museum and what's in it, what's going on there. We got to go sell some soap here. And we shall do that now. You have a phone number to call, Melissa, if they want to call us.
I'd love for them to give us a call.
And give a good question to Chris.
There you go. We're looking for that good caller to win a prize today. So call 915-544-KTSM or 915-544-5876.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Need to get noticed? iHeartMedia is America's leading media company with a greater reach than any other radio, digital, or television outlet. Best of all, iHeartMedia's marketing experts and product rep are local. That means we understand the El Paso advertising landscape. You know just how important it is to understand your audience. At iHeartMedia, we can bring our audience to you. Got questions? Give us a call at 915-351-5473. That's 915-351-5473.
An iHeartRadio original podcast. October 16th, 1972, two congressmen board a small plane in Alaska and disappear. Despite a massive search, they're never found. The case goes cold until a young reporter named John Walczak starts digging. What he finds is one of the strangest stories you've never heard.
Did he indicate what was in the suitcase?
He said it was a bomb.
Listen to Missing in Alaska on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
At
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are talking about the history of space in the United States, and a lot of it happened just up the creek there, the dry creek, all the way to White Sands in that area. Chris Orwell is our guest. We got to tell you a couple of things before we get back to Chris. Please hit the like button on our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show.
Yes.
Also, subscribe to us on our YouTube channel, and that's youtube.com/El Paso History TV. The 20 segments of our ABC series on El Paso history have now are in the books, and I've got the first 18 of them actually online there to go look at. I got the one from last week almost ready to go, and one from last night. I have to prepare to get it going. But last night, we had the man, Bernie Sargent, on there. 5 p.m.
Yes,
and 10 p.m.
He was hanging out.
Reporting on the Camino Real and the Juarez Guadalupe mission. And I think it was a great presentation the way ABC7 did this. So our thanks to the news department there and the management of ABC7.
Oh, yes.
And the promo dudes. They all got that figured out. So Bernie and the newscast are going to be archived from now on that website, YouTube.com, El Paso History TV. There's a playlist. You can go hit the playlist and you'll see them all. And I have them all. Like I say, give me a couple of days. I'll get the rest of them up
there. And subscribe. And you can also get any notices on any new videos coming out.
We have a recent subscriber, David H. Chandy P. I have no idea who that
Chandy P.
is. And, you know, there's all kinds of people make up names on the Internet. So you got something to read over there?
I wanted to also point out, what you were talking about, is what made this show different than a lot of other, this whole series different than a lot of other series that have been done on missions by other people, is you had the drone footage.
Oh, yeah.
And that just, like I said, brought a new perspective, a whole new look to the history of those missions. So that was really cool.
Well,
good
job. Missions were made in the form of a cross, and you really can't figure that out from the ground. And the San Elizario Presidio Chapel is a rectangle. So by flying above them, you can say, oh, looky there. And the actual last shot we got from a guy in war as a cameraman there, I said, can you get drone footage of the mission? Oh, yeah. So he showed that tiny little mission in the middle of big old downtown Juarez. And that used to be the only thing that was the original building.
Yeah.
There was nothing else anywhere.
Incredible.
So, I mean, that's good to watch there. Okay. Chris Orwell is here with us. And did you say you had something else to do there to read, or are we done?
Nope.
Okay, we're done. Well, Chris Orwell, we got Chris here talking about a number of things. I want to wrap up a little bit on the SpaceX. We were talking, Melissa and I, during the break, about what the guy has done, what Elon Musk has done, is made his space missions consumer-friendly.
Yep.
He's got...
Yeah, that's definitely, you know... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, he's got cameras everywhere, you know?
Yeah, well, that's exactly it, you know? So the if you think back to the Apollo program, and I got a couple of very dear friends who wrote a wonderful book called Marketing the Moon, and part of, you know, some of the issues... involved with that, David Merriman Scott and Rich Jurek. In any case, though, Rich has subsequently wrote another book about some of the folks involved with the marketing side of the moon. One of the things that they did back then that was just as, you know, groundbreaking at the time was making everything open, you know, so and making it so that, you know, that very much people could see what was going on during the missions, you know. So, but it was done with the technology of that day. What Elon Musk has done is taken the technology of today, really, and brought it, you know, front and center to people. You know, like I said, from your phone, you can watch everything about the mission. I mean, we were watching them, you know, throughout the whole morning load, you know, the astronauts into the capsule. You were watching them drive in a Tesla out to the launch pad.
Of course,
you know, you
of
were,
course.
You know, so it was... You know, it's seeing those things, but more so when the people who are announcing it are very relatable, you know, so very relatable for everybody, and they're just as excited about it, you know, so talking about it, because not necessarily they're not news people, They're people who are involved with the programs, and so they have a vested stake in it, you know, and so they're enthusiastic about it because of that. And you get insights into just about every different aspect of the mission and seeing it all live as it's occurring, you know. So there's just something really neat to see, you know, as that first stage, you know, that booster is coming back in, you know, its reentry. And in the last moments, you can see, maybe you're watching the launch or the landing pads at Kennedy there, or you're watching the drone ship out at sea, and you can see that the rocket's just about to land, and you're hearing the employees of SpaceX cheering in the background and being all excited. So, I mean, it adds another level as well. Even though you're not there, you're there.
And they mic'd the crowd. That's the point. They did it from a consumer perspective. And watching that Tesla zip out into space, I mean, that was, you got to be kidding. The answer is no, we're not kidding. He did it. He actually did that. Oh, great stuff. Chris R. Wallace here. We're going to talk further. We got one more break here right now. But when we come back, we're going to take another look back in history on a different space mission. And we're talking about Apollo, where the guys had before them an entire huge panel, a wall of switches and dials and buttons.
Oh, my God.
And here was the SpaceX guy. He's got a touchscreen TV. How cool was that?
Amazing.
All right, taking a break here. The number is
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Institution more central to American life than the U.S. Postal Service. I'm Danny Glover, and both my parents were postal workers. The coronavirus has hurt the post office, but postal workers are still risking their own health on the front lines. Because it's more than a job, mail keeps us connected to business, to community, and to family. Join me in expressing gratitude to the men and women of the U.S. Postal Service.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We've had 4,957 people reached on the promo that we put on about the SpaceX rocket picture. That's a whole lot of people.
Yeah, and on the radio show Facebook page, we had 4,969 people. So it's dueling sites.
And Bernie was out there doing his thing. How many did he have?
You said 54. Bernie got 54 plus. I had it written down. Oh, 54, 14.
53.84. That's how many people looked at the Bernie event that was on ABC 7. Well, look, number of things to talk about here real quick. Patrick Tuttle is out there, and he is at 588-1850. Call that number. It's his cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
We had a guy about 2 weeks ago ring him up, and he's listed a property in New Mexico.
Oh, all right.
That's kind of cool.
Keep him busy.
And he can do rental properties also, so don't forget that, 588-1850. And you got a Mission Del Rey thing there.
Well, yeah, a Mission Del Rey. I was over there looking around. I've got to take some gifts when I go down south, and I was going to buy some, and I haven't gotten them yet. But it was interesting. I was online looking, and I noticed that their comments – there was a gentleman from France, a testimonial they gave, and he was so pleased with his Native American flute, the quality of the flute, the speed of the shipping, and just, you know, the quality of items they had online. So I thought, what a nice testimonial of all the great things.
They ship worldwide, and they as Craig just sent me this morning, he said they've got 75% set up on their new addition to the store.
Yay.
And you can go in and see that if you call them in advance. Of course, wear the mask and all that other stuff.
Right. And don't forget, you can get your $20 coupon if you're one of our listeners, five listeners this today. Go online to missiondelray.com and you can enter history show, or history. At the checkout cart where it says promo code. You type that history in there and five people will get a $20 gift certificate.
20% off.
$20 off.
$20
off.
We got to ask about what commercial to Chris Orwell. So, Chris, I was sitting there thinking as the commercials went by just now, Rocket Mortgage. Do you have a Rocket Mortgage?
No, I don't. Yeah, so
I just thought I'd ask.
Military, so needless to say, I stick with some of the organizations that have been supporting me since the early days.
Who would I know that would have a Rocket Mortgage? Well, maybe Chris. I don't know. Wait, a lot goes on here. There's a lot of history that's gone by in the space business, and I want to take a look back on another cut here, Andrew. Coming up here, we've got you told me we're 50 years in between the launches of Apollos 13 and 14. I think is what you said, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
something
so
like
we're
that.
In between the 50th anniversary of those two missions.
All right, let's take a listen now about how they covered the Apollo 13 launch versus what you just heard a while ago about the Falcon X. Here comes Apollo 13 launch.
Out there on launch pad 39A, John Swigert is squeezed in between Jim Lovell and Fred Hayes in the cabin of Apollo 13. Swigert got there after a week of uncertainty, climaxed with his promotion to the prime crew, replacing Ken Mattingly. But today, the uncertainty is gone, the weather is reasonably good, and the countdown ticking off for man's third voyage to the surface of the moon.
We passed T-minus 30, T-minus 25 seconds and counting, and Apollo 13 is go. T-minus 20 seconds, T-minus 20 seconds and counting. 17, guidance release, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. The Saturn V building up to 7.6 million pounds of thrust, and it is clear the tower.
Running out of time.
Mission control.
Here we go.
It's a beauty. It's another beauty.
Yeah, they thought it was a beauty. I did, too. I remember seeing those on TV. But think about that, listening to Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, I was just listening
Walter
to that
Cronkite.
Voice.
Oh, my, what a voice. Were you old enough at the time to appreciate those things when they went up, Chris?
Yeah. So, you know, in fact, actually, it's one of those things that I still can say to this day that the earliest memory that I remember was being on the floor with my, you know, hand, you know, my head cupped in my chin, you know, or my chin cupped in my hand. Wow. Poor English. In any case, the chin.
You were on the floor
watching
TV.
The launch of Apollo 11.
Right. Oh, yeah. And it was amazing to hear that stuff go on. And so, taken back with Walter, oh my God, when I heard that, I pulled it off the internet. And we thank NASA and also CBS for these clips we're getting here. And we've got another one coming up in a little bit. But the idea of the history and the changes, when they got to the moon the first time on 11, I really didn't expect to see it. And all of a sudden, they deploy a TV camera. I didn't know they were going to do that.
Yeah.
That freaked me out. I was, oh, yay, we can see it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that's the darndest thing that they could do. And now, if Elon Musk goes up there, he'll have 12 cameras and a drone flying on the moon where you can't fly.
Well, you got to go up and look at the Starman video that had a live view from the launch and the the thing being up there in space, when, the car being up there, and the guy on the dash that says, "Don't panic."
You know? Yep. You know, and it's still flying up there, you know. So I mean, not that we're getting pictures from it, you know. So, but yeah, that was, you know, and that those images of Starman and that red and inside that red Tesla, you know, once again was marketing genius, because most of those test flights that you have of rockets, you know, heavy lift rockets, they would just put a large weight, you know, with,
concrete,
depending on what it was made
a
out
lot
of,
yeah.
Concrete, something else like that.
They
inside.
Shot a lot of concrete into space for that reason.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah,
I've heard.
This,
yeah.
This situation, he just said, "Hey, why do that? Let's send something more distinctive." You
and
know?
Is that thing actually headed to Mars, or just going to go into space and burn up?
It's supposed to crash into the sun, isn't it?
Oh my! Oh.
Well, yeah, many, many years, you know. So it's going to be orbiting for a while in the trajectory that it's in.
But
so.
the way they're marketing space now, a private company, I think this is going to be great. Now, you and I talked about this this week. There are other companies who are also launching. Let's talk about a couple of them. You had Virgin Atlantic and Boeing. Pick one of those. Let's go there.
So, well, since we're in the manned area, let's go with Boeing. You know, just so that people understand, you know, who the other company is that's going to be doing exactly what SpaceX is right now. So SpaceX just launched a couple of humans up to the International Space Station. NASA had let out two contracts, one to SpaceX, one to Boeing. And Boeing's spacecraft is called the Starliner, you know, a little bit of a nod to some of their airplane type craft in any case. And Boeing's been involved with the space world for forever.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
so
they
they're
go
one
all
of those,
way back.
One of those folks that have been doing this for a very, very, very long time. But what they've created now is that they also will be launching out of Florida, just like SpaceX is doing, although over on the Canaveral side, for where the people will be launching from, not the Kennedy side. There are two. There's the Air Force entity, and then there's the NASA entity there. In any case, they'll launch up, they'll fly up, they have a big capsule. It can carry extra people as well, just like the SpaceX one. It has the touch screens like SpaceX, although it has more manual controls as well as backup, a little bit of a different design than SpaceX's. And then the other thing is that the landing system is where the radical difference comes in. SpaceX, when their capsules come back, the Dragon capsules, they're going to land in the ocean a la Apollo, you know, so, and, you know, parachute down and then drop into the ocean and be recovered. Boeing's Starliner spacecraft, when it comes back down, it's going to be landing literally within sight of my house. I could walk out on my porch right now and be able to see where those spacecraft are going to land out there on White Sands Missile Range.
Party at your house.
At the White Sands Space Harbor.
So we could have a watch party at your house
That's
to see
right.
that thing. And you're up on the side of the mountain in Alamogordo, right? So you can, with a good telescope, you can see that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, so I mean, admittedly, you're talking about something that'll be 30 miles away from where my house is, but, you know, where I'm up on the side of the mountain here kind of thing, you'll be able to see it, you know, even from the museum. You should be able to see the parachutes and the spacecraft coming down, you know, out there in the space harbor. So that's a neat feature and a neat, you know, when you think about it, you know, for this region, you know, we're going to start having astronauts who are flying in space landing here. Oh, and by the way, you said other entities. Virgin Galactic, once it starts flying, you know, and it's doing testing of its spaceship up at the Spaceport America here in New Mexico, it's going to be launching and landing tourist astronauts up into space. And then Blue Origin, just a couple of miles down the road from all of us over there in Van Horn, in the very near future, is going to be launching and recovering tourists into space. We're going to have more astronauts landing in this area than anywhere else in the world.
Yes.
World. Not the United States. The world.
Amazing.
Why is
here
this
in the near future?
Why is that happening here in this area? I mean, I'm not against it at all. It's great. Why is this going on?
Oh, it's you know, think about it. Some of this goes back to the same reasons why Dr. Goddard came to this area and started launching rockets back in, you know, in the early 1930s. Is because essentially, you buy the first mile to space for free because of the altitude of a lot of these things. The weather around here, think about the number of sunny days.
Yes.
We have. You know, if you go to Florida, I mean, I hate to say it, you know, Cocoa Beach and everything like that, you need to have a location like that because you're launching out over the ocean for large things to drop into the water. But when you start talking about the landings and some of the take up, you know, take off, go up, and come straight back down to the same location. Having the clear skies is great because in Florida, we've all seen how many weather delays did you get and
do
you get with the shuttle and everything else.
Sure,
the last human space flight with SpaceX, you know, Bob and Doug, they got delayed because of weather and lightning in the area. And that area is kind of the lightning capital of the United States.
Well, what's
and it's more expensive, too,
that
right?
That creates problems.
Well, what's the one down at Van Horn? Who's behind that one, the Van Horn launches?
That is Blue Origin. That's Jeff Bezos.
Oh,
Amazon.
If you think about Amazon.com.
Oh,
you know,
my.
Jeff Bezos created a space company called Blue Origin. And they have a suborbital rocket called the New Shepard, and they're also working on and will be soon flying the New Glenn, which is an orbital rocket. And they're working on all sorts of low Earth orbit, and then eventually further out space missions as well, just like SpaceX.
Well,
these companies are all competing with each other right now, and with different ideas and technology, but the same enthusiasm.
Well, El Paso will be the area with the city with the largest airport for people to get here to get to those spaceships.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting boon for El Paso. And because, I mean, Las Cruces has an airport, but I don't think you're going to fly the big jets into there. You might fly some small ones. But in the meantime, Alamogordo has a strip and you can't use Holloman for civilian traffic, I don't think. So, El Paso would be it. Very interesting stuff there.
Yeah.
We're talking with Chris Orwell. Now, when we talk about the side of the mountain in Alamogordo, take a moment and explain your museum, because you run the museum up there, the Space Museum of New Mexico.
Yep. So New Mexico Museum of Space History. We're also the home of the International Space Hall of Fame, which is what we started off as.
I remember that. Yeah.
And so we are located on the side of the Sacramento Mountains, just above, we're about 400 feet above where Alamogordo is, and the building it's an 80-foot tall building, 50 feet plus on each side, a gigantic glass cube. I mean, it looks like a big golden cube on the side of the mountain there. So, and you can't miss this because there's a giant rocket right next to the museum as well. But in any case, been here since 1976. Started off as the International Space Hall of Fame, dedicated towards really the Hall of Fame side and recognizing the people who were instrumental in, space exploration throughout history, not just, recent, but going way back
And the testing. You have the rocket sled guy, right?
Morphed into a museum in the 19... I'm sorry, what's that?
You have the rocket sled guy, so you were doing testing as well, testing people.
Oh, gosh, in this area, so at the Holloman Air Force Base, Colonel Stapp and his team out there, we're doing a lot of the testing of restraint systems and what humans could endure. So they were launching balloon flights up to the edges of space, doing testing in a whole bunch of different human endurance conditions, trying to figure out what we could survive once we started these flights of high altitude and essentially up into space as well. So, a lot of that stuff going on. Just, all within sight of the museum, the V-2 launches, the first launches in the United States up into space were done, once again, within sight of the museum out here in the Tularosa Basin.
The top of our second hour, by the way, Chris.
History to this area as well.
Top of our second hour, we're going to focus on the V-2, and we'll get to that in an hour or two. But the space program there, that began, I think, as the Alamogordo Bombing Range or something once upon a time, didn't it? Way back.
Yes, exactly. So, Holloman Air Force Base and then eventually White Sands Proving Ground, some of these areas, did start off as a bombing range. And then as the technologies were being brought to the United States, really, and there was some, internal development as well, of things like the Loon missile and stuff like that, those launches were occurring at either Holloman Air Force Base or then eventually White Sands Proving Ground as it morphed out of the bombing range.
Okay, I've got a side trivia question for you. You may not have heard this. Maybe you have. And we got to take a break, but think about this. If you can't answer it right now, you could look it up. What is a Wismer kid? A Wismer kid. WSMR kid.
Well, the Wismer is White Sands Missile Range.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the kid.
The children that grew up there formed a club that, and they left, and they come to get together once in a while. And so they came on the radio here about 12, 15 years ago, and they wanted to come and talk about the Wismer kids. And sure enough, there was a whole hundreds of them apparently. And so that's another weird trivia for you there. All right, taking a break here. Yep. Chris Orwell is on the phone from Alamogordo, and we'll take a call if you happen to know how to dial the phone.
That's right. You can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Hey, where's a good place to go to lunch?
Pepe's. Oh, Amigos.
At 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton, Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready. Get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos. 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
iHeartRadio, straight from the studio with Jimmy Buffett.
Thing about having a 50-year career, I've seen some things. You know, this pandemic isn't the first thing that knocks you off the rails. It's kind of like steering your way through a bad storm on a channel. You got to figure out how to get through it.
Listen to Jimmy Buffett's new album, Life on the Flip Side, now on iHeartRadio All Access.
Just imagine. Imagine defying aging. Imagine living your healthiest life with doctors who treat you with compassion and care. Imagine having quality health care available around the clock. You don't have to imagine. WellMed is redefining aging. If you're new to Medicare, you need to know WellMed. And with locations all across the region, there's a WellMed doctor near you. Learn more about our recognized model of care at discoverwellmed.com/T65.
When it comes to upgrading your furniture, there's only one place to go, Souder.com. Whether it's a new bookcase, desk, armoire, log on to Souder.com. It's ready-to-assemble furniture delivered right to your door with free shipping and affordable, too. Souder.com, spelled S-A-U-D-E-R.com.
The iHeartRadio app now has over 300,000 of the best podcasts from around the globe, making us number one for podcasts, but making it super easy for you to find what you're looking for. Dive into just about anything.
I don't have to think about it. It's just tap here, tap there.
I love that podcasts are free.
Anything that's free is fantastic, especially when it's got good quality and is great.
Everyone should get this app, truly.
You're missing out.
iHeartRadio.
And of course, it's all free. Your music, your stations, and now number one for podcasts.
iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, the answer to the question was where you going to go to lunch. Pepe's maybe, yeah.
No, it was Amigos.
But, I mean, we were playing a commercial, so.
I wasn't paying attention.
Let me tell you what Hookie has in mind down there. Here it is. You ready? Feeling trapped?
Yes.
Escape to Amigos Restaurant. Get ready. Get hungry. We're cooking.
Get there.
Traditional Mexican food and summer plates. What's a summer plate? Ask
summer
me.
Summer plates. Nice and cold, I'm
well,
sure.
It is. They've got the cool rellenos, and they get salpicón and stuff like that. And they're 2000 Montana and open 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. these days. It's shrimp cocktail, cool relleno, salpicón, and ceviche.
Ceviche.
Ceviche. And 533-0155. So there's the extra commercial for a Mr. Hookie. Yes. What do you got? You got
and,
Jay?
And Sunset Film Society and the International Museum of Art are still closed, but they're trying to refill. You're pointing at me.
Well, no, you look. I'm talking to Andrew.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What time are we out, Andrew? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, closed. But he says they're still closed. But we want to point out that Jay is still trying to do his film program. And if there's a location in town that somebody might have that they want to put on these films and such, please contact Jay by email at jayspixpresents@yahoo.com.
That's P-I-X. Jay's.
Yeah, Pix. P-I-X. So Jay's Pix. presents at yahoo.com. And if you have a place to show films, it'd be great for a couple months.
Maybe
until
church.
They get the museum back open. That'd be a lot of fun.
If a church is open, if some museum has some capacity.
Well, if we get equipment for outside to show it, we could do it at Keystone in the amphitheater. It'd be kind of fun.
He's looking for equipment, I think, is what the deal is.
Well, that's the problem. I'm saying is if somebody has equipment, they might load it for outside projection. Hey, we could do it there.
There's a lot going on in the space world, and we're talking to Chris Orwall out of Alamogordo. Chris, you got one of the major museums for space stuff. Now, it's not a matter of you have the most artifacts, but I'm thinking you got the most history.
If you know, when you think about locations, you know, location is everything. Location, location, location.
Right.
We have where we are is one of the locations where there's the most historic and history, you know, historic locations and history of space exploration, which is why we ended up creating what we call the New Mexico Space Trail, that actually has its own website, and you can link to it from our website, and you can see what all those things are, A, in New Mexico, and then B, for us, we always smile in the fact that, you know, within sight of our museum, or within a stone's throw, you know, or a short drive, there's a ton of historical locations.
Oh yes, and the V2 rocket we'll talk about next hour. That was big there. You had Wernher von Braun going up to work there. He lived at Fort Bliss, took a bus every day, that kind of thing. And the stuff that went on there is incredible, considering the space that occurred. And you turn around and hop over the mountain, and you have the Roswell UFO landing. How about that one?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the space race to some people, you know. Of course, it is. But you know, whether it's you or not, you can't put an exhibit to that at your place, can you?
We don't touch much on that. So, but I will say that we do have little alien figures. We have some things. We have some fun with it around the museum as well, because we don't deal with that side of the space history.
But it's not far away. It's right there in your back. In your backyard, dude. But
do you still have the Star Trek exhibit back in there?
Yes, we do. Although we call it a Gene Roddenberry exhibit.
Yeah,
you know,
Gene Roddenberry.
Because Paramount Studios would not allow us to have a Star Trek exhibit.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God.
And we're actually going to be adding to that, and that's something we can touch on whenever you'd like to, because change that over to an exhibit about how science fiction and science fact influence each other and always have for, you know, hundreds of years.
Oh yeah.
And
oh my gosh,
you know, and so and we've got a lot of neat props and things that are going to be going into that exhibit.
Well, right now we're out in about 45 seconds for the news, and we'll take on second hour with the V2 rocket. But the thing of your museum, though, it's currently not available for people to walk into. Is that the deal?
Yeah, no. Yeah, we are closed until the state of New Mexico gets into the later stages of phase two reopening. We will remain closed, but we are making preps to get reopened so that we're ready when the time comes.
And now you can't go on site for your fireworks show, but you're going to do the fireworks show, right?
Yes, we're doing the fireworks show. You'll be able to see them from anywhere in the city, lots of great places, because you can see it all over the Tularosa Basin.
Oh, yeah.
But that we're not doing the traditional tailgate that we do up on the museum grounds for obvious reasons.
Fair enough. All right.
Oh, and also you got music this year, too.
Music on the radio.
We do every year, yeah.
On the radio. You can hear the whole show on the radio. All right, fair enough. We're going to take a break here and come back. Where is the music there? Speaking of music, Andrew.
Speaking of music.
Do you have the music going now? You don't.
I don't.
Shall I get out at the time you told me to?
Don't make us sing.
It's already passed. You know that. Now there it goes.
There it is.
And we want to thank Mr. Andrew J. Polk in the control room there.
Yes, sir.
The man who did the hour ahead of us on Talk El Paso. And now he's running the board for us. Thank you kindly.
And our lovely call screener is Andrew also.
Andrew is our lovely caller. Nobody's called him yet, so call him up.
Call him up.
544-5876. We'll talk to Chris after the news. See you then.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
Fake Doctors, Real Friends is the podcast that recaps the television sitcom Scrubs from the perspective of the series stars Zach Braff and Donald Faison.
I'm sure this is so annoying, but I just want to say I love the show. And I'm like, I'm always like, it's not annoying. Are you kidding me? That's like the best compliment you can give us. So,
well, it's annoying when you're eating food.
Join Zach and Donald twice a week as they interview former cast members, directors, and even creator Bill Lawrence. Listen to Fake Doctors, Real Friends on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
NBC News Radio, I'm Cameron Fairchild. Protesters are camping out at City Hall Park in Lower Manhattan demanding a $1.3 billion cut in the New York Police Department budget.
This woman doesn't think the mayor is doing enough.
We want to see real results. We want to be taken seriously, and I think that that's not happening. How many people have to show up for you to care?
Occupy City Hall plans to continue their protest until the city budget is done on Tuesday night, but could stay longer if their defunding demands aren't met. The movement is calling for money to be redirected to programs like housing, education, and health care. Mayor de Blasio said his team is working with city council to come up with a substantial budget change, but has not committed to any particular amount. The number of participants since the protest started on Tuesday has multiplied, and there are tables set up for food and water, a library, and first aid station. Ashok Bala, NBC News Radio, New York.
Protesters in Washington, D.C. demand removal of a monument of Abraham Lincoln. It is now fenced off to protect it from being torn down. San Francisco is being forced to make changes to its reopening plan because of a recent spike in COVID-19 cases.
Plans to reopen the San Francisco economy on Monday are being delayed. San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced today that due to a significant rise in new coronavirus cases, local businesses will have to remain closed. Mayor Breed tweeted that the process to reopen is dictated by science and data, and that despite being eager to lift closures, she says we can't jeopardize the progress we've made. I'm Johnny DiAgostini, NBC News Radio.
The sudden spike in coronavirus cases is prompting Miami to shut down its famous beaches ahead of the 4th of July weekend. The order closes beaches from July 3rd through July 11th and bans gatherings of more than 50 people. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
I'm Mike Tipton, checking in with our partners at the CBS 4 Warren Weather Center. Partly cloudy most of the day, and we will see those thunderstorm chances increase throughout the afternoon. A 20% chance of an afternoon shower. El Paso peaking at 98 degrees on your Saturday, 96, the expected high in Las Cruces. Winds coming out of the northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting all the way up to 20 miles an hour. For a complete look at your weather forecast, visit CBS4Local.com.
iHeartRadio is proud to partner with Global Citizen for Global Goal. Unite for our future. Calling on world leaders to commit funds to ensure everyone everywhere can access COVID-19 tests, treatments, and vaccines. Watch on NBC and listen on iHeartRadio tonight at 7.
City is proud to partner with Global Citizen to support Global Goal Unite for our future. A campaign which aims to ensure COVID-19 treatment is available for everyone everywhere and to help rebuild communities disproportionately impacted by the virus. Join us to help ensure no one is left behind in this pandemic. Let's unite for our future.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just two taps, you could win the next multi-million dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax.